Second Mashiach, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Hamare Mecham Lecha. Somebody who's pouring liquid from a klitar into a klitamer, and there's a stream of liquid that's going from the klitar to the klitamer. If the water in the klitar and also the water in the klitamer are both hot, only the part of the stream that's in the klitamer would become tamer, but the part of the stream that's still in the klitar remains tar. Umitzonein litzonein, umecham litzonein tar. And so too, if he's pouring liquid from a klitar into a klitamer, and there's a stream of liquid going from the klitar to the klitamer, and both the water in the klitar and the klitamer are cold, or if the water in the klitar is hot and the water in the klitamer is tar, in all these cases, only the part of the stream that's in the klitamer would be tamer, but the part of the stream that's in the klitar remains tar. Mitzonein lacham tamer. But if he is pouring liquid from a klitar into a klitamer, and the water in the klitar is cold, while the water in the klitame is hot, in such a case, even the part of the stream that's still in the klitar would become tame. And the reason is that since the water in the klitame is hot, while the water in the klitar is cold, so the vapor that's rising up from the klitame would heat up the stream of water. And that vapor, since it's coming from liquid that is tame, and since the bottom liquid is tame, the vapor that rises up is also tame. And that vapor has a din just like liquid that is tummy. And it would be mitame the stream of water, so even the water that's in the klitar would become tummy. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Afa ma'ara mecham lecha, v'kocho shotachto nyafa mishal yon tummy. Rabbi Shimon said, so too, if both the water in the klitar and the water in the klitame are both hot, but the water in the klitame is hotter than the water in the klitar, so in this case also the vapor that is rising up from the liquid that is tummy is heating up the stream of water. And even though the stream of water is hot, it's becoming hotter from the vapor that's rising up from the klitummy. And the water in the klitummy is hotter than the water that's in the klitar that's being poured into the klitummy. So since the vapor is heating up the stream of water would become tummy from that vapor, as that vapor has a dim like mashkin tman, and therefore it's mitami, the mashkin, it's in the klitar as well, by the Tanakama holds that even though the water in the klitame is hotter than the water in the klitar, since the water in the klitar is also hot, that vapor that's heating up the water is not heating it up significantly enough to cause it to become tame. So only the part of the stream that's in the klitame is tame, but the part that's in the klitar would remain tar.
A woman whose hands were tar, but she was stirring a pot which had hot food in it, and that hot food was tummy. If her hands started sweating from the steam from the hot food, her hands become tummy. And the steam of the hot food, since the food is tummy, that steam is considered tummy. And it connects to the sweat on her hands, causing the sweat on her hands to become tummy, which causes her hands to become tummy as well. How you yada's males, umegisa the kedera tahira. If her hands were tummy and she was stirring a pot which had food in it, which was tahar, imhezil yadeha hakedera tamea. If her hands started sweating from the steam from the hot food, then the pot would become tummy. The food in the pot would become tummy from her hands, as the sweat of her hands become tummy from her hands, and the steam that is coming up from the pot connects to the sweat of her hand and causes the food in the pods to become tummy. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Imnasu. Rabbi Yossi says that the food in the pot only becomes tummy if her hands are sweating to the extent that it starts dripping into the pot. So if it starts dripping into the pot, then the pot becomes tummy from the sweat of her hands, which had become tummy from her hands. But if her hands don't drip into the pot, the food in the pot cannot become tummy simply because it's connected, i.e. the steam that is rising up from the pot to the sweat of her hand. Hashaiko anavim bekaf mosnai. Hayayin shebekaf tar. Somebody who is weighing grapes on a scale. The wine that's on one of the pans of the scale is tar, meaning to say that the grape dripped out a little bit of wine. That wine does not have a din of mashkin. It's not considered a liquid, so therefore it's not makabel tumah. Nor would it be machshir ochlin. It would not cause the ochlin to be susceptible to become tummy. And since that wine is just a little bit of juice that dripped out from the grape that does not have a den of musk and is not considered a liquid. Unless he goes ahead and spills that wine into a kli, by virtue of spilling the wine into the kli, he is mashavit, he's giving it hashibis, and therefore, at that point, it would be considered a mashk. What can we compare this case of somebody weighing grapes on a scale and a little bit of juice dripped out from the grapes? It's similar to somebody who has baskets of olives or grapes that are dripping some olive oil or some grape juice. That which is dripping is not considered mashk, and it doesn't have a din of liquid. As it doesn't have chashiv, it's just a little bit of juice that's dripping from it. So therefore, it doesn't have a din of regular olive oil or grape juice that is makabel tuma. So too over here, when you're weighing the grapes on a scale and a little bit of juice dripped out, that juice does not have the chashivis of mashkin. It's not considered a liquid unless you go ahead and give it chashivis by spilling it into a kli.